Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I nominate that the Miami Heat rename their arena the Banger Center. It's another big game at the Banger. Banger or not a banger, the Miami Heat playing at the Banger Center.
Not a banger.
That's a banger.
A banger center?
The Banger Center.
I don't like it. I don't think Mickey likes it either.
Hey, if I pay enough money.
Oh, you get your used writing a check?
Well, I mean, with the assistance of you and your NFL pension.
I ain't got it. You going to take my
banger
pension?
Center. Hey, listen, man.
When I turn 55, what am I going to do?
No more American Airlines Arena. We'll figure out the whole details of that. All right, Ben Volen is with us here. He covers the New England Patriots and the NFL for the Boston Globe. And Dolphins and Patriots this Sunday, that's a big story. And then the Dolphins get blown out 59-10. And the line for the game now is up to 19 points. And the story gets bigger. And then Antonio Brown is released from the Raiders, and he signs with the Patriots, you know, at 4:01 on the day that he could sign at 4 p.m. And the first game he'll play for the Pats, maybe, is against the Dolphins. And then the game gets even bigger. And then the Antonio Brown scandal continues with him being accused yesterday in civil court of sexual assault. And the story gets even bigger. And Ben Volen is at the epicenter of it for the Boston Globe, and he's joining us now. And what the hell's going on, Ben?
I don't think I can set it up any better than you just did, my man. So
You tweeted this morning, quite a year for the Patriots. Owner caught up in a solicitation charge. Starting safety charged with cocaine possession. New star receiver sued for sexual assault on his first day. It's quite a season. And by the way, they looked great on Sunday night, too.
Super Bowl favorites.
I mean, it's crazy. What's it like there?
And every person's response was, yeah, and they also won their sixth Super Bowl, too. You know, like, it's been an unbelievable year. And you know, I guess it should be noted that Robert Kraft is going to beat these charges. Patrick Chung, we don't know where that stands, but that has some questions as well. And Antonio Brown, this is just a he said, she said type of civil lawsuits. As of now, no criminal filings or anything of that nature. But, yeah, it's never a dull moment here in New England. It's pretty unbelievable, and it's been happening really ever since Aaron Hernandez in 2013. And it's just been, like, nonstop of crazy stuff. And I guess when you bring on people like Antonio Brown, you're signing up for some of the crazy. Maybe you don't expect on his very first day he'll be accused of sexual assault, but you are kind of signing up for all of the Antonio Brown experience, and so you're kind of welcoming some of that drama into your program.
I know, Ben, you bring up Hernandez, Josh Gordon's in that situation, Ocho Cinco, Albert Haynesworth, Aqib Talib was going through some stuff when they signed him, Moss, AB. Is there any pushback? You can call them reclamation projects. I actually call them capitalizing on turmoil. Like, is there any pushback from what Belichick does when guys are having trouble off the field to bring them in and put them on the field?
I mean, it's worked really well for the Patriots over the years. You just named a bunch of guys. Randy Moss, you know, disgruntled. And they get these guys when their value is low, and they get them on the cheap. Corey Dillon, Randy Moss, Albert Haynesworth. A few years ago, you remember LeGarrette Blount. He complained his way out of Pittsburgh and landed in New England, a day later, and then won the Super Bowl. It works well for them, and this is another case where they got Antonio Brown for really cheap. He was going to get $30 million guaranteed from the Raiders, and now he's getting $10 million guaranteed, and he's got to hit a bunch of really high incentives to get his full $15 million this year. You see a few fans saying, oh, I wish they wouldn't bring a guy like this into the program. But I still think everyone knows what you sign up for, and people just want success and championships and winning football games. And there's still, I think, a lot of hope and support that Antonio Brown, you know, can play for the Patriots and help them win a Super Bowl this year.
Ben Volen from the Boston Globe is with us. What did Bill Belichick have to say today about the whole AB situation?
So he came out of this press conference a couple hours ago, and in his opening statement, he said, "We're aware of the charges. We take or of the accusations, excuse me, no charges, and we take them very seriously. Antonio and his people have made their statements. We'll kind of stand by that." And then it was like 3 minutes of kind of sparring with reporters. I got in the question, is he going to practice today, and are you planning to play on Sunday? And he actually said, yes, he is practicing, and he's out there right now wearing jersey number one because 84 is taken by Ben Watson. But Antonio Brown is practicing. Belichick wouldn't commit to Sunday. He was like, well, we're day-to-day there. And I think basically what they're saying is, you know, if the NFL takes him off the field, that's fine, but we're not going to take him off the field. So as of now, the NFL hasn't put him on commissioner's exempt list. They haven't done anything. Supposedly they're meeting with the alleged victim next week. The accuser is going to meet with them next week. So I, in my opinion, I think everyone's planning on Antonio Brown playing on Sunday. Now, maybe something else happens and changes the situation, but I think if what we have now is what we've got, I think he's probably going to end up playing at least some of the snaps on Sunday for the Patriots.
This could be crazy to even say because he's such a good receiver, but do they even need him? Like, do they need this headache? They looked so good on Sunday night.
Well, I don't think they need him against the Dolphins. I do think they can beat the Dolphins without Antonio Brown. But I think long-term, they still have a lot of question marks at wide receiver. Like, you don't know how long Josh Gordon is going to last. Philip Dorsett has never really been, you know, a big play, consistent type of receiver. They have a couple undrafted rookies right now. N'Keal Harry, their first-round pick, is on IR. So other than Julian Edelman, they don't have a lot of steady presences at wide receiver. And so Antonio Brown's the guy that plays every game and, you know, always puts up big numbers and always produces. So I think, yes, they do need him just to be the greatest, you know, evilest world power machine that we've ever seen. Yes, they need him.
And talking about the stable, and you just laid it out great, Ben, but if Gordon does stay on the field and Edelman and Dorsett, A.B., White, Burkhead, and Michelle in the backfield, is this the best stable of weapons that Brady's ever had?
I think so. The year to compare it to would be 2007 when he had Moss and Welker. But after that, you know, it was Dante Stallworth, Jabbar Gaffney, whereas now it's Antonio Brown, Edelman, Josh Gordon, Philip Dorsett, White and Burkhead out of the backfield. That's really deep. And, you know, Edelman and Brown running pick routes across the middle and, you know, design screenplays. And these guys work in the middle of the field. How do you stop that if you're an opposing defense? And then you've got Josh Gordon, the big physical threat on the outside. So this is such a varied and, I think, the deepest set of weapons that Tom Brady's ever had.
Ben Volen from the Boston Globe is with us. I said if I was doing the Dolphins pregame show and they came to me for keys to the game, I would say the biggest key to the game is mercy. Is there any possibility that Bill Belichick shows mercy on his longtime assistant, Brian Flores?
No, definitely not. And I can guarantee you a couple things this week, that Belichick is forcing the Miami Miracle down the throats of all of his players. Like, they're sitting in the meeting room, and he's got their eyes pinned open, forcing them to watch it over and over. And he's constantly reminding them how many times they've lost down there, how painful those losses are, and how badly they've played. And he's just forcing them to eat it and remember it, because the revenge angle is what's going to fuel them this week. And also the fact that, hey, everyone, remember last year, the two ex-Patriots coaches, Patricia and Vrabel, they stuck it to us. And everyone says, Brian Flores is going to have our number. And so you're going to see, I think, a very motivated Patriots team this Sunday. I think the weirdness in Miami finally ends and that order is restored and the Patriots win this game.
So you think he would want to hammer him? If given the opportunity, he will hammer him?
Yes, yes. I don't know if he's going to call a fake punt up 35 points like John Harbaugh did, but they will not let up. They've seen how weird things happen at the last minute, especially. They will not let up. They will not relent. I actually do think the Dolphins will keep this respectable. I can't take the points. I have to take the Dolphins covering the 19. Like, it's just too much for me. But I think the Patriots, it'll be like that game a few years ago when it was like 16-3 and Michael Floyd laid that huge block on the Julian Edelman touchdown, where it'll just be you know, a good, strong, convincing win by the Patriots. But I don't think it'll be a huge blowout like last week.
You talk about Belichick not letting his team forget the Miami Miracle and whatnot. What was he doing yesterday in his conference call with the Miami media when he said the Dolphins have so many good players they can't even get them all on the field? Is he trolling Brian Florett? Like, what is he doing there?
I don't think I definitely don't think he's trolling. I think he's doing his best to pump up the opponent. His players, you know, watch SportsCenter and read articles online like everyone else. They know that the Dolphins are supposedly tanking and they suck and they lost by 7 touchdowns last week. So he's just doing his best to pump up the other team and not let his team get complacent. And I remember he did that in the 2007 season. He made everyone, Channing, he made you sound like Dick Butkus, and he made Ronnie Brown sound like Walter Payton, and even though Ronnie was really good that year. But
what about Channing?
I was close to Butkus, right, man?
He made an addendum. He's like, although Ronnie really was good.
Yeah, I mean, one of those guys had a really good season, and the other, you know, was just a linebacker.
Wow.
I know. Ben takes shots at me all the time. It's okay.
He doesn't mind billboard material.
Hey, Ben, when I was watching the game, the last game against the Steelers, they're up 33-3. It's 6 minutes left, and I saw Tom Brady throw a ball to Julian Edelman. We expect this game to get out of line. You just said it. The point spread's 19. Do you know the threshold where Brady would get pulled and put in Stidham?
Would he ever put him in the game?
He's up by 30 with 6 minutes left, and Brady's
like
still
out.
Throwing passes.
I agree. He should have been out of the game, and I think the Steelers even got a few licks on him late in the game with some blitzes, and you're sitting there saying, what are you doing? You're up by 30 points. Brady does hate coming out. Usually, Hoyer or whoever the backup is will just kneel the ball out or hand the ball off at the end. But Brady usually does not come out. And the fact that he's 42, they really should consider doing that more. Especially, I mean, if you're up by 30, I think that's pretty safe in the fourth quarter. And you're right, he should not have been dropping back to pass at that point. They need to preserve this guy. At his age, you're going to see a lot more rest days and, you know, veteran days for him, and they got to start taking him out at the end of these ball games.
When does Belichick say the game's over? Because at 30-point lead at 6 minutes left, he didn't feel that way. When does he feel like the game is really over?
I don't know if it's that or if he's just deferring to Brady, and Brady wants to play, and so he's letting Brady play. I think Belichick probably concedes the other night when it's 33-3 with 6 minutes left. I'm sure he understood that the game was over, but it's not necessarily – maybe he deferred to Brady on that one. Maybe he was letting, you know, Brady do what he wants to do.
Has Brian Flores done a conference call with the Patriots media yet?
No, it's coming up in a little over an hour.
All right, you're breaking up there a little bit. I wonder if he's going to say anything in return to
What should I ask him?
Well, ask him that Bill Belichick said yesterday on the conference call, you've got so many good players, you can't even get them all on the field. Do you agree with his assessment of your roster?
That's a good one.
I mean, come on.
Who do you think he's talking about?
All the good ones.
I mean, it's really unbelievable. Did you watch any of the Dolphins? I mean, I bet you did watch some of it because you guys didn't play till Sunday night. What do you do with that?
That was pretty unbelievable. Yeah, this is a tricky opponent. I mean, for Belichick to get his players to take them seriously this week, he's going to take some, I think, expert coaching on his part.
I mean, this is a college score, what you saw. And then Crowder and I have been talking about it. Like, for a team to put up 600 total yards of offense on another team, that's a college. That's Florida playing Tennessee Martin. Like, that doesn't happen in the NFL.
No, yeah, it was like 644 to 200. So a huge disparity in yards and 8 touchdowns. I mean, that is – I feel for Brian Flores. Like, I'm definitely rooting for him to succeed. And that is as tough a debut as you can probably have. So I feel for him. But I think they will get it turned around. And I think players will start playing for pride pretty soon. And this is a big test for them and whether Flores can kind of gain the respect of the locker room. If they can show up this week against the Patriots, that'll be kind of a big test for them.
Hey, Ben, give us the game plan, man. Tell us what the weaknesses is in the Patriots. Where is Brian Flores going to capitalize and whoop the mentor on Sunday?
I mean, the Patriots' offensive line is probably their one place. They don't have David Andrews, the center. he's out all season. Ted Karras, if you're watching the Patriot Center on Sunday night, he throws these floaters on shotgun snaps that it's like a changeup, and it totally messes up Brady's timing on the play. So they have a backup at center. Marcus Cannon, the right tackle, we're not sure if he's going to play. They might have a backup at right tackle. And the left tackle, Isaiah Wynn, has played one NFL game. So I think the offensive line, especially down there in Miami in the heat and with how the Dolphins have played the Patriots in the past, the Dolphins should just pin their ears back and get after Brady and just blitz the house and see what they can do.
There we go. How many times Brady going to end up on his back Sunday? Over, under. One sack.
Lamar Jackson didn't touch the ground, man.
one sack, over, under.
That yeah, was the Dolphins, nice, though. They were just saving it for week two. They're playing possum right now.
That's what we were saying. You didn't have to tank all season in just one game. You can spread it out a little. You can spread it out a little bit. Is there anything in the AFC East that makes the Patriots nervous?
No. The Jets are – their offense looks like a mess. Blowing a 16-point lead at home to the stinking Bills of all teams. No. And if Antonio Brown is cleared and he's good to go, I mean, the Patriots, book their spot in the Super Bowl.
Wow. I mean, what a season for the Patriots. It's ridiculous. The older Tom Brady gets, like Crowder said, more weapons. He looks indestructible. It's crazy. It's so unbelievably frustrating.
Yeah, he looks great now, but 42 years old. Let's see how he looks in December and January. He has definitely kind of slowed down at the end of the season the last couple of years. So that's really the key, not how he looks in September, but how he's doing in December and January.
I mean, how pompous is that to say, let's see how he looks in January? We could never say that. Like, let's wait and see how he looks in February.
Like, he's going to be there.
We all know it. And we will see him for sure. Ben Volen, you can read his work at the Boston Globe, bostonglobe.com. Somebody texts in on the text line, this guy is too nice to be from Boston. I think he's from down here. Are you from here originally?
No, I'm from the fine state of Maryland originally.
Ah, but you worked down here for a long time.
But so I lived down there.
There you go. Ben Volen. Thank you.
Became an adult.
They became an adult in South Florida, as many people do. Ben Volen, thank you for making time for us, Ben. But your prediction, you're saying the Dolphins are going to cover the 19 points.
Yeah, I'm going 24-6, maybe. 24-9.
All right, so not by a lot, but he's got them covering. There you go.
Yeah.
There it is, Ben Volen, Boston Globe. Thank you, Ben.
Thanks, guys.
What an unbelievable situation to be in with the Patriots, though.
I'm with Ben.
I know that you logically, as a former NFL player, and, I've watched the NFL for 49 years or however long I've been watching, logically you go, yeah, that's a lot of points. Like, there's still NFL players out there.
Yeah.
You realize that they could be down 28 points in the first quarter and never get back into that game.
Yes, I do.
But I mean, it's what happened last Sunday.
I just think they were so aggressive with Lamar Jackson, they're going to pull back. They can't be that aggressive with Brady. Let your guys rush, and you have to cover these receivers. You saw what he did to the Steelers.
Well, but they know that Tom Brady can beat them with his arm. Like, they didn't think Lamar Jackson would be able to.
They scored 6 touchdowns in the first half. Just down their throat. Boom, boom, boom. 6, 6, 6, 6, 6. I think some of those are going to become field goals. I think they're not as aggressive. Marquise Brown, he had 147 yards on, 12 plays he played, 3 receptions. If they limit those long plays, some of those touchdowns become field goals. So like Ben said, instead of being 28, now you take 2 of those touchdowns off. It's still 20, Hawk, but now you're 20-0. And now, okay, you score a touchdown, 20-6. I think it's going to be somewhere around there. I'll bet. I'm waiting for it to hit 20. When it hits 20, we're putting money on it.
I don't think I could. American Airlines Arena is going to be no longer. I nominate the Banger Center as the new home for the Miami Heat. Text in your suggestions, 67974.
How much money do we have to come up with?
Loaded Potato Arena.
I like that one.
All right, quick break. We'll come back on Hockman and Crowder.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.